Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today I want to spend a little bit of time talking about separating from the world. You see, as a believer, we should not be one with the world. And what this basically means is we shouldn't be so conformed to the world that all of the things the world buys into, we buy into. We just live our lives in entertainment mode, in fun mode, in world mode. We just have a little bit of Jesus thrown in there with it. That's the view that some people hold, and it's not a particularly good one. In fact, one of those big college campus ministries, one point in time, basically had, this is you without Jesus, is just a chaotic life. This is you with Jesus, it's still a chaotic life. They just threw Jesus amongst the chaos and said, well, you're okay right here. You're going to go to heaven. But if you really want to ascend to spiritual greatness, you'll put Jesus as Lord of your life. And then you will have now order inside of your life. That is actually very akin to the Gnostic heresies that John was countering. You know, there's these higher levels of Christianity we must achieve to. That's not the case. All of us who are saved, all of us who are called to the gospel are called to live a life separate from the world. We are strangers and we are aliens. So as believers, we need to be comfortable enough to preach the gospel. We need to walk into the world enough to preach the gospel. We have to walk in the world enough to understand what the world is doing. But to still be a stranger in the world. So we should know what all the latest shows and TVs are. We should be familiar with Skibidi Toilet and all of the nonsense kids speak that comes with this, only as far enough to be able to communicate with those kids the true gospel. And that's just one example I was thinking of. I was watching some of the crazy abuses going on Roblox right before turning on the camera here. Fascinating stuff going on there right now with the lawsuits. But the reality is, as a believer, we need to be strangers in this world. Peter says it this way, 1 Peter 2:11, beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. You see, we need to be strangers, recognize our role as strangers in this world. Paul writes in Ephesians 2:19, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household. You see, we are no longer, we were at one point in time a stranger and alien to the way of God. This is why when we go out and we preach the gospel, people could be so hostile. They don't understand what it is. This is why you mention something scripturally and people are like, ugh, I've read the Bible. It just doesn't make any sense. Well, you can't really make sense of it without the Holy Spirit. It is a strange and an alien book when we do not know God. But in the same way, as soon as that salvation happens, we are transported as citizens of the kingdom of God, and we are now strangers and aliens here on this planet. This means that we are citizens of elsewhere. We are just visiting, passing along, and our objective of still being here is to preach the gospel. Why? Because the Bible teaches a clear dichotomy. A very clear dichotomy. And there's a giant bee about to attack me. Sorry about that. You probably heard that buzzing. I don't know. So look at this dichotomy, Matthew 7:13-14. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. There are only two gates. You will walk through one of those gates. It is a foregone conclusion. You are walking through one of those gates. You are walking the narrow gate to eternal life in heaven, or you are walking the broad gate into hell. This is a reality. There is a dichotomy, and the reason we are left here on the planet isn't so that we can enjoy everything around us at all time. Now, we'll talk about this briefly here in a minute. It's not to be a cosmic killjoy that we're not ever allowed to have any fun. It's that our ultimate focus should be on the gospel and understanding and preaching the gospel. That is really what our focus should be on. John writes 1 John 5:11-12. This is the testimony. The testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Again, that dichotomy. We are going to go to heaven, or we are going to go to hell. Now, before I get into my next point here, the purpose of this, we are not just to be solemn, quiet, doing Bible studies at all times, we can enjoy the world that God has given us. The problem is that in the modern world, particularly among the churches, we're seeing too many people adopting too much entertainment and adopting way too far from it. We're buying into the culture, not brushing up with the culture to preach the gospel. We are moving away from the power of living our life for Christ with a little bit of entertainment to we do mostly our life as fun or joy or entertainment or just getting things done. And then we just carve out that little tiny bit for God on a Sunday morning. Or maybe if we're feeling even spiritual, we might even go to like a Wednesday night service or something like that. But God is calling us to something deeper, to preach the world. Now, this, though, is where some of the maybe classic earlier Americanized Christianity comes in. Is we just think we got to go to church service. The doors are open Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. That's dead church as well, because our objective is to go to church to learn about God in ways that we cannot learn from ourselves, to still be learning regularly by daily reading and studying the scriptures, and then not to just be associated with the Christians at all times, but to go out among the world. And it is our task as believers to go into the world and preach the gospel, not to show up at church and hope people come in, or even in just invite people in so your pastor can do all the work. That's not the objective. We have to preach the gospel to the world. Look at Jude verses 20 through 23. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. And have mercy on some who are doubting, save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by flesh. So that is just a very good model from Jude to preach the gospel to the world. Preach it to the whole world. Get out there and talk about it. Have mercy on some, snatching others out of the fire. Others have fear, hating the garment polluted by flesh. That is, we hate the sin that we're still wrapped up in the world. But it's okay because of God's grace. Mark 16:15, of course, this is the Mark version of the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. That is our task. That's why we are left here on earth. God could instantly save us, redeem our soul, and then instantly transport us up to heaven with him. And he loves us, so that's ultimately why he comes and collects us, those who live and die in Christ. That is the objective. But ultimately, we are here because it is God's will that we participate in the salvation of people. Not that we can cause somebody to be saved, but the purpose is that we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people. And in thus sharing the gospel, God transforms their heart to be able to accept that seed, and they can recognize their sin and place their trust in Jesus Christ for the redemption of their sins. And we end with, we don't end with this verse. This is just one more verse about the need to preach to the world. 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent, present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. You see, in this one here, we have to have this soundness that says Jesus is really true. Our objective is to be diligent. We present ourselves to God. We need not be ashamed of the gospel, but we also have to rightly know it. So when all these weird TV programs are showing up, like House of David and Chosen and a lot of these other ones keep showing up, we can look at this and go, this is not biblical. This is not Christianity. This is not pointing people to the Bible or to God. This is just made up stories trying to base itself loosely on Christian. And even worse, when they try and say this is all about Christian teaching, it is not the gospel. These programs do not present the gospel or what it is. We need to have soundness of faith. So when these things show up, we can recognize what they are. So ultimately, when we get back into separating from the world, we must be different, separate, and spend time with God regularly. But we also have to prepare a defense for the hope that is within us. Because as Christians, we should have tremendous hope based on our knowledge of what God did. And in 1 Peter 3:15, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. So we need to be aliens of this world, separating ourselves enough from the world, but be knowledgeable enough and able enough to come back in from time to time to preach the gospel and to pluck brands out of the fire, because there is only one place you will end up. You will end up in heaven, you will end up in hell. It is dichotomous. There is no in between. There's no, well, you know, and there's no, God's just going to, you know, everyone's basically good. Universalism is not a thing. It boils down to this one solid fact. Do you recognize you are a sinner? Do you recognize you are powerless over your sin? And do you recognize that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins? That once you place your trust in him, the penalty of your sin has been paid, and you will then spend an eternity with Christ. But that is the gospel, that we have to be specific on those sins, repent of those sins, go, as it says in several times in John, go and sin no more. There are our thoughts for today. Let me know your thoughts in the comments down below. Thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support. Or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.